Of course, Peter had been trifling with them, for no one can fly unless fairy dust has been blown on them. Fortunately, as we have mentioned, one of his hands was messy with it, and he blew some on each of them with the most superb results. "Now just wiggle your shoulders this way," he said, "and let go." They were all on their beds, and gallant Michael let go first. He did not quite mean to let go, but he did it, and immediately he was borne across the room.
"I flewed,"
he screamed while still in midair. John let go and met Wendy near the bathroom.
"Oh, lovely. Oh, ripping. Look at me. Look at me.
They were not nearly so elegant as Peter, but they could not help kicking a little. But their heads were bobbing against the ceiling, and there is almost nothing so delicious as that. Peter gave Wendy a hand first, but had to desist. Tink was so indignant. Up and down they went, round and round.
"Heavenly," was Wendy's word.
"I say," cried John, "why shouldn't we all go out?"